This is a recording of Ready New York Reduce Your Risk Guide, brought to you by New York City Emergency Management. While it is important to protect yourself and your families from emergencies, it is also important to protect your property. There is a lot you can do to protect your property from hazards like flooding, coastal storms, tornadoes and windstorms, earthquakes, brush fires, extreme heat, and winter weather, and this guide outlines steps you can take. You should also share this information with a New York State licensed registered architect or professional engineer who can help you make these recommended changes to your property. For more information, you can also consult FEMA's Homeowner's Guide to Retrofitting by visiting www.fema.gov or by calling 1-800-621-3362. Let's get started. Flooding is one of the most common natural disasters, and New York City is vulnerable to different types of flooding. Take steps to protect your property from flooding. Find out whether your property is at risk of flooding by consulting FEMA's flood insurance rate maps. Visit www.region2coastal.com for additional guidance or call 1-877-336-2627. Get flood insurance. Protection against loss due to floods is typically not covered under a homeowner's policy. Visit www.floodsmart.gov for more information or call 1-888-379-9531. Hire a New York State licensed registered architect or professional engineer to determine the best option for retrofitting your home, which means altering the existing structure to reduce or eliminate the possibility of damage. Build with flood damage resistant materials such as cast-in-place concrete, concrete block, and solid structural wood, like 2x4s. Install backflow valves, also known as check valves, to prevent sewer water from rising up into your home through basement plumbing. Another form of protection is drain plugs. Clean your gutters regularly and connect downspouts to appropriate drains. Consider also installing a rain barrel to capture stormwater. If your driveway slopes below street level, contact a licensed professional to help prevent flooding. Anchor indoor and outdoor fuel tanks. Coastal storms, including nor'easters, tropical storms, and hurricanes, can and do affect New York City. New York City is most at risk for nor'easters between October and April. While Atlantic hurricane season lasts from June through November, New York City is most at risk between August and October. Take steps to protect your property from coastal storms. Just like with flooding, find out whether your property is at risk by consulting FEMA's flood insurance rate maps by visiting www.region2coastal.com or by calling 1-800-621-3362. Get flood insurance. Visit www.floodsmart.gov for more information or call 1-888-379-9531. Also, just like with flooding, hire a New York State registered architect or professional engineer to inspect your home to see if retrofitting is necessary. Maintain your property by removing any garbage or debris that could become projectiles during a storm. This includes trimming branches or removing trees. If you have gravel or rock landscaping, replace it with shredded bark. Check your roof and chimney twice a year for damage, including cracks or missing materials. You should also check your home's siding for damage or loose elements. Many buildings built before 1968 may not have their exterior walls anchored to their sills. They also may not have their sill anchored to the foundation walls. If these items are missing, install rated straps or devices. Make sure doors have at least 3 hinges and deadbolt security locks. Immediately replace any cracked or broken windows. When performing any replacement or maintenance of windows, roofing, or doors, make sure the items bought are rated for New York City wind speeds and the exposure category for your building, as outlined in the New York City Building Code maps. For additional information, visit nyc.gov/buildings or call 311. For video relay service, call 212-639-9675, or for TTY, call 212-504-4115. Also, if your building is located near the ocean or bay, consider installing door or window shutters. tornadoes, and windstorms. New York City is also at risk for tornadoes and windstorms. Tornadoes are highly destructive rotating columns of air that appear as funnel-shaped clouds and extend down from the base of a thundercloud toward the ground, while windstorms are often associated with other storms, such as hurricanes or nor'easters, but may occur independently. Take the following steps to reduce your risk. Maintain your property. Tie down any loose items that may become projectiles and trim branches or remove trees that could fall on your home or power lines. You should keep your roof in good condition, fix any cracks, and replace glass that is not rated for the New York City winds. If you own an older brick building that lacks reinforcement, hire a New York State licensed registered architect or professional engineer to make repairs. This can include fixing masonry and reinforcing the connections between your roof and walls, and between your walls and your structure's foundation. Replace size of ballast roofing to sizes indicated in the New York City Building Code. You should also replace your roof covering if possible. Make sure your building's electrical system is properly grounded and install a surge protector to decrease damage from lightning strikes. Earthquakes. Earthquakes are uncommon in New York City. It's important to take steps to prepare. Consider doing the following to reduce your risk. Keep roofs tight and in good condition. Secure cornices and aluminum panels. Repoint mortar regularly, especially parapet and chimneys. Fix all cracks. For older buildings that lack reinforcement, hire a New York State licensed registered architect or professional engineer to make repairs. Protect or modify the gas line entry to your building. Strap your water heater to a nearby wall. If a gas water heater falls during an earthquake, it could break the gas line and start a fire. Anchor large appliances to walls using safety cables or straps. Lock the rollers of any large appliances or pieces of furniture. Brace commercial fire protection systems so sprinkler system lines don't tear away from their connection points. Apply safety film to windows and glass doors. Secure ceiling lights, suspend ceilings, and other hanging items, such as chandeliers and plants, to the permanent structure of your house. Bolt or strap cupboards, bookcases, and shelves to the wall and keep heavy objects on lower shelves. Install latches on drawers and cabinet doors. Securely mount flat screen TVs, pictures, and mirrors. Anchor all wood buildings to foundations. New York City can experience brush fires, especially during the spring and fall, and in parts of the city when vegetation is dry. Homes constructed primarily of combustible materials like wood are at greater risk. Minimize damage to your home or business from brush fires by examining structures in and around your property. Consider taking the following steps. Remove vegetation and debris from around your property, including roofs, crawl spaces, vents, decks, etc. Cut tree branches within 6 feet of your roof. Create islands of vegetation and remove large bushes under trees so that fire does not have a path to your house. Check your roof's fire rating. Visit the Underwriters Laboratory website, www.ul.com, for additional guidance. If your roof has open eave framing, replace open eave framing with a soffitted or boxed-in eave design. Avoid using combustible materials for siding, decks, fences, garage doors, and other structures. Instead, use fire-rated materials. Use caulk to fill any visible gaps and seams. Inspect all existing caulking and replace it as needed. Use dual-pane windows and add shutters or covers to your windows for additional protection. Extreme heat. Although extreme heat can take a toll on your health, extreme heat can also affect your property. In periods of extreme heat, the asphalt, concrete, and metal that make up the New York City's buildings and infrastructure absorb more heat from the sun than the surrounding locations that have more trees and vegetation. This is called the urban heat island effect. Reduce your risk by taking the following steps. Install a light-colored roof to lower the building's internal temperature. This could be green or white. Install high-performance windows as well as sunshades for the windows. Check the condition of your air conditioning and ventilation systems. Insulate your walls and attic. Test your home for air tightness. On a windy day, hold a lit incense stick or a smoke pen next to your windows, doors, electrical boxes, plumbing fixtures, electrical outlets, ceiling fixtures, attic hatches, and other places where air may leak in from outside. If the smoke stream travels horizontally, you have located an air leak that may need sealing. Be sure to seal these leaks. Winter weather. All areas of New York City can be affected by winter storms, including extreme cold, snow and ice, and buildings. Make sure your property is maintained during winter weather. Take the following steps to reduce your risk. Hire a New York State licensed architect or professional engineer to check if your roof can sustain heavy weight from snow accumulation. Start by removing snow and ice from tree limbs, your roof, and other structures like gutters. You also should remove tree branches or limbs or other debris that may fall on your property or power lines. Make repairs to areas that have rot, leaks, or other damage, especially ceilings and roofs. If you have an attic, keep it well ventilated. Add insulation to walls, attics, and pipes, and seal windows and doors, as well as outside walls and foundations near water pipes with caulking. Let faucets drip during extremely cold weather to prevent pipes from bursting. If you can, keep water pipes out of attics, crawl spaces, and vulnerable outside walls. For more information, visit nyc.gov/emergency-management or call 311. For video relay service, call 212-639-9675 or for TTY, call 212-504-4115. Thank you for listening and for taking steps to reduce your risk.